Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Het Mishnah Vav. Here we'll talk about renting a house. The continuation of the Perek will really deal with rentals. Hamaskir Bayit Lahavirov. Somebody rents a house to his friend, and they don't really have a discussion about how long the lease is going to be. They talk about the monthly payment and the rent, but they don't talk about how long the terms of the lease are going to be. Bimot HaGeshamim. If talking about the winter time, he's not allowed to throw him out of the house. He can't evict him or tell him to leave the house from Sukkot until Pesach. During that time, most homes are already rented, and it would be very difficult for a person to find a new place to live. So you can't simply walk up to him after Sukkot and say, I'd like you out in 30 days from now. There's nowhere for him to go, even though technically a owner of the house could say, it's my house, and the terms have changed, and I don't want you here anymore. Hachamim instituted that we don't want to have this problem. We don't want to put somebody out on the street. You have to have a certain clarity and understanding of people need time to find a new house. And the same thing goes for the person renting. He can't simply pick up one day and say, I'm leaving. He has to also give notice to the owner of the house. So during the winter months, not allowed to tell him during that time to leave until after Pesach, when new homes become available. If he does want to tell him to leave during the winter, he has to notify him during the summer. The owner of the house has to notify the renter during the summer, which means at least 30 days before the start of the winter season, before the rains come, when homes are still available for rent, he'd have to tell him at that time. So we would say that that is the 15th of Elul. Sukkot is the 15th of Tishri. So 30 days beforehand is the 15th of Elul. By that time, you'd have to tell him that he wants him out so he could find a new place to go. If the owner also wants to have the renter leave the house during the summer months, you would have to give him 30 days notice, tell him 30 days in advance in order to allow him to find a new place to go. This is the halakha for regular towns, but ubakerachim, but in big cities, where there's a lot of people who want to live, and it's finding a home is always very difficult. To find a rental becomes very complex. Whether he wants the renter to leave in the summer, he wants to leave in the winter, it doesn't matter. He has to give him 12 months notice. I'd like you out in 1 year in order to allow him to do the right preparations to move his family elsewhere. But when it comes to stores, the halakha is different. Ubahanuyot, when dealing with stores that are being rented, ehad arayot ve'ehad kerachim, whether we're talking about in towns or in big cities, shenemasar chodesh, the owner has to tell the renter 12 months in advance that he'd like him to leave the store. When dealing with the storekeeper, he usually sells on credit, and if he would leave with very short notice, then there would be customers who owe him money and they wouldn't be able to find him, they wouldn't be able to come to his store to pay him what they owe him. So therefore, the owner of that store has to give the renter of the store 12-month notice in order to allow him to collect all of his debts that he has. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hanut shel Nachtomim veshel Sabaim shalosh shanim, says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, if the store is being used by someone who is a nachtom, a baker, someone who sells bread, or someone who dyes fabrics, the owner of the store has to give the renter 3 years notice in advance, because these types of business, they allow buyers a very long term of credit. They would allow them to pay their bill over a very long term. So therefore, they need to stay in the same place for 3 years so they could collect what they're owed. They have to make the necessary preparations for leaving to collect everything that they're owed before they go to a new spot. So when dealing with those specific types of trades, the owner of that storefront would have to give them 3 years' notice before he asks them to leave.